Governor Walker's schedule includes voting this morning at his son's former elementary school in Wauwatosa. Then the Republican incumbent heads to campaign events in Green Bay and Wausau before his election night gathering at State Fair Park in West Allis. Democrat Mary Burke has already voted, so she starts the day at a voter outreach effort in Green Bay before moving on to similar canvassing events in Wausau, Milwaukee, and Madison, then staying in the capital city for her nighttime gathering. UW-Milwaukee Governmental Affairs Professor Mordecai Lee says the last-minute traveling is all about the key thing at this point, increasing turnout.
The election has gotten to the point where there are so few undecideds that I really think it's going to be the turnout of voters that's going to affect the outcome rather than convincing those final sort of measly couple of percent who are undecided.
The State Governmental Accountability Board predicts 56.5% of eligible voters in the state are casting ballots in the fall election, which would be a record for a November governor's race, but below the Walker recall election turnout in June 2012. Professor Lee says Democrats want to beat the state's prediction.
The Democrats are hoping that they can bump up the turnout so it'll be more than 4 years ago and perhaps more than the recall election 2 summers ago, and then they have a chance of winning.
A number of groups and individuals are offering voters a free ride to the polls. Common Cause in Wisconsin has compiled a list of drivers in about 20 communities. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.